here at the 2014 National Farm Broadcasters Trade Talk here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm standing in the Midwest Dairy Association's booth, and Mike Krueger, CEO of the association, is standing here with me. Go ahead, Mike, and give us an industry update.
Well, things have been going very well for dairy farmers in 2014. It's been a good couple of years. We've had some of the highest milk prices in history, and that's a reflection of really strong demand both domestically and internationally for U.S. produced dairy. And they needed a couple of good years. We had we really struggled in 2009, and so it was a good time for them to make up some of the losses that they experienced earlier.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the new partnerships that Midwest Dairy has made with Quaker and a few other companies.
Yeah. It was really fun. We just had our annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, and at that meeting, McDonald's, Domino's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Quaker, and now even Coca-Cola has come to a dairy farmer meeting to talk to dairy farmers about them selling dairy products, which is, it's really a reflection of the quality of the partnership and what we bring. We bring a lot of dairy expertise, dairy innovation to those partners. They then use that innovation and develop products in their menus and then really drive it out into the marketplace with all of their marketing power, advertising dollars. So it's a great relationship. Dairy farmers, invest a little and they in turn spend a lot to roll those products out into the market.
Well, one of the programs that is not new to you and not new to a lot of people is the Fuel Up to Play 60. And what does that mean or what does that provide to consumer?
Well, what it provides to the consumer is the premier program in health and wellness for children. The dairy industry is coming up on, and dairy farmers are coming up on the celebration, the 100th anniversary of the National Dairy Council. So dairy farmers have had, 100-year commitment to child health and wellness. And Fuel Up to Play 60 is the latest rendition of their programming, and it may be the most powerful that we've ever had in our history in terms of providing a health and wellness program into the schools that's been adopted by 73,000 schools across the country. Almost 38 million students are in those schools. So it talks about, it really is a reflection of the broad commitment that we have among our partners in health and wellness, government, industry, all coming together to support that program.
Well, you talked about dairy sales and the innovation behind the industry, but another big component is consumer confidence and instilling that confidence into those that are consuming our product. What are some of the initiatives that the Midwest Dairy has taken into play to remind that customer of the wholesome product that you provide them?
We're all about three things in the Checkoff program. We're about sales, innovation, and the consumer's trust in our products and the consumer's trust in the way those way that milk is produced all the way back to the farm. And the dairy farmers really have a great story to tell in terms of their commitment to the environment, their commitment to their animal well-being, and the pride they take and the practices that they apply with their livestock back home on the farm. And what we're about is helping them doing the messaging and giving them the tools to help tell their story. Nobody's better than telling the dairy farmer's story than the dairy farmers themselves. And they really, they have a great story to tell.
They definitely do. Once again, talking with Mike Krueger here at Trade Talks in the Midwest Dairy booth, I'm Jamie Johansson.